Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah, or Bible, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week, we read the Torah portion Vayechi, beginning in Genesis 47. This week's reading begins with the death of Jacob and ends with the death of Joseph, so it's quite puzzling why this selection is called Vayechi, which means, and he lived. Why give such a name to a section dealing primarily with death? Our sages answer that Jacob never really died, because the deceased righteous are still called living, whereas the living wicked are already called deceased. Just because someone is physically alive doesn't mean they're really living. They can be merely existing. Life is about growing and changing, giving and sharing, learning and teaching, and that's why the righteous live on even after they've died. Their lives continue to serve as examples that guide and teach us. Their good deeds continue to bear fruit long after they've passed away. They leave behind a legacy that far outlives their earthly lives. That's a good thing for us to remember. As we make each day given us count, we'll leave behind a meaningful legacy to generations to come, and sow seeds that will bear beautiful fruit long after we ourselves are gone.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.